Well, once I got the call over my cell phone, I was already driving downtown. I just immediately, out of instinct, went to the scene.
So you heard that there had been a shooting at the hospital, and you went to see what was going on, and at that point, what was happening?
Once I arrived, I saw, police barricades, perimeters, a lot of frantic employees, a lot of people trying to figure out what was going on, what was happening. And actually, once I had walked around for maybe about 10 or 15 minutes, the question then became why? What was the reasoning?
Mr. Hilliard, were you walking around inside the hospital or were you outside?
I was only able to get inside for maybe 5 or 6 minutes. And then I was asked to step back outside to the sidewalk. But once I walked inside, it was chaos.
Yeah. What did you see?
We saw a lot of staff comforting each other. As I was about to leave, family members were starting to come. Family members who had heard that there were shootings, they were coming to check on, other family members who may or may have not been involved. It was a very emotional high time. It was a lot of tears.
Because at that point, the shooting had happened, and what did people know at that point?
At this point in time, all we knew that there were two employees shot. They were looking for the gunman about this time, and maybe about 20 minutes later, that's when the reports came out that the gunman had killed himself. And maybe about 20 minutes after that, the police issued a all clear, and they started, letting us back.
And so you were inside the hospital for that brief period when two people had been shot, but they hadn't yet found the gunman.
Right.
What was that like?
It was very scary. One, because you did not know, who or what. You didn't know if you knew that he wasn't in the local vicinity because the police had already came in and checked that floor of where, pretty much everybody was. But as far as, at what point will he come down, or if he'll come down, or if she'll come down, we didn't know if it was a man or a woman at that point. Just the suspense of not knowing, that's pretty much how I can sum it up. It was the suspense of not knowing who the assailant was, but at the same time, you're surrounded by so many people.
And what were you hearing from employees at the hospital there in terms of the victims, who they were, and the shooter?
All I could really galvanize from the conversations were that he was an employee. He was a former employee there.
A former employee, not currently employed by the hospital.
Right. He was a former employee. And the victims were very nice people, one male, one female. And, it's very sad because, things like this, these individuals woke up and went to work, and they were expecting to come home. They did not know that once they got to work, they would be faced with something like this. And unfortunately, two people lost their life, and one is in the hospital right now struggling for their life.
Now, there's been some chatter on social media, in some media reports, that the shooter was a disgruntled employee of UAB Highlands Hospital. Did you hear anything about that yesterday?
There was some chatter about that as well. I just can't confirm it. But there definitely was some chatter about the shooter being a disgruntled employee.
Well, Mr. Hilliard, thank you so much. Glad you're safe, and thank you so much for talking with us this morning.
I appreciate you. I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.